This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is an articulate spokesman in the media and before legislative committees on conservative and pro-family issues, and was named one of the 100 most important women of the century by the Ladies Home Journal. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The Obama administration has taken over major parts of our economy, so now the bureaucrats are eager to take over what public schools teach our children. Former schoolteacher and author Orlean Kerla explains their current goal, why you should be concerned, and what you can do about it. Her new book is called Common Core, A Trojan Horse for Education Reform. This national takeover of school curriculum was cleverly named Common Core State Standard Initiative, so it sounds as if it were developed by the states. But that's not true. It was developed by trade groups and corporate interests that will make a lot of money from its implementation. The Obama administration induced 46 states to give up local control of their English and math curricula through a clever carrot-and-stick method, a combination of bribery, waivers for the hated No Child Left Behind Act, and threats to cut off future federal grants. Left out of the development of this new curriculum were parents, local and state school boards, and state legislatures. The price tag to adopt Common Core standards is enormous. It's also important to note that Common Core standards will not make kids any smarter. The math standards are so substandard that the only real mathematician on the validation committee refused to approve them. He said that Common Core standards are 2 years behind international expectations by the eighth grade and then fall further behind in grades 8 to 12. The math standards downgrade the years when algebra and geometry are to be taught. The name of this very useful book is Common Core, A Trojan Horse for Education Reform, and the author is Orlean Kerla. Parents, go to Eagle Forum's website, eagleforum.org, for more information about Common Core.
College students, you're invited to the 20th annual Eagle Forum Collegian Summit on July 18 and 19 in Washington, D.C. Get equipped to combat the liberal ideologies of multiculturalism, diversity, and feminism on your campus. Network with conservative leaders. Register in advance, and the conference is free. Go to eagleforum.org and click on Collegians. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey, and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. And I want to take a moment to remind everybody that the Republic Broadcasting Network is holding its end of the year fundraiser. Now, if you go over to whatreallyhappened.com, you're going to see a video reprising how Monsanto was able to get Fox News to hide the medical harm of a product they were trying to promote and how much money and political force was brought to bear. Obviously, because RBN serves the public interest, we don't get any money at all from companies like Monsanto. We rely on you to keep us on the air. And I just want you to take a moment and seriously think how you would feel if you tuned into the Republic Broadcasting Network someday early next year, and instead of John Stadmiller, instead of Michael Rivero, instead of all the other great programming we have here, it was polka music. Polka music. All day. Every day. Which is what the corporate media would love to see taking up this bandwidth here. So if you want to keep yourself free from the curse of accordions, it is time to get on over and show your financial support for the Republic Broadcasting Network. You can call 800-724-2719 and pledge a donation. You can go to the top of republicbroadcasting.org. There's a little donate button there that you can hit. If you prefer to be more anonymous, you can take some of that ink and paper stuff and wrap it up in tinfoil, put it in an envelope, and send it to Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And that mailing address is at the little donate page at Republic Broadcasting. We are a people's radio network serving the public interest of 330 million Americans, minus the money junkies. We need your help to stay on the air, to grow our audience, to get the truth out. Remember what they were saying? We were saying earlier in the show, the public relations industry, the people who are paid to lie to you, has grown 380% over the last 10 years. And now it's legal for them to lie to you on behalf of the government. That's how serious this is. If you want to know what's really going on, if you want to know the truth, you're going to have to help us make it happen. 800-724-2719. Now, speaking of what's happening right now, we're getting word that over the last few days, Italy was hit with major, major snow storms. You know, that stuff that 10 years ago, Al Gore and his buddies said was a thing of the past. Apparently, the snow was so severe. Not only are there massive power outages like we're seeing here in the United States of America, the overburden of all the snow is threatening avalanches that have forced a lot of Italians to be evacuated from their homes because they're expecting it's going to come crashing down and cause a lot of damage. That is how heavy the snow is over there in Italy. Now, another reason we were talking about how distrustful corporate and government science is, or how such funded science, corporate science, lacks credibility. And we're hearing this other story. This is out of naturalnews.com about a Dr. Dong Pyu Han at Iowa State University who's just had to resign because apparently over the last several years, and $19 million in research funding from the National Institutes of Health. This guy was faking his laboratory results to prove that he had a working AIDS vaccine. Complete fraud. Complete fraud. Remember what I said about scientific method being a valuable tool to determine what is going on in the world, but that individual scientists are just as corruptible as any other trade. Politicians, clergy, individual scientists are ambitious. They dream of Nobel Prizes. They're desperate to get funding. And that colors their thinking. You have a scientist who says, I've discovered this interesting phenomenon, and it probably doesn't really mean anything in the greater scheme of things. He'll get no media attention, and he won't get any more funding. But if that scientist says, I found this interesting phenomenon, and it's potentially the end of the world, then media shows up, they interview him, they put him on TV, funding shows up, and they're off and running. And it is a climate of financing science that is going to encourage exactly this kind of fraud. $19 million in research funding, all on the basis of an absolute complete hoax at Iowa State University. And my question would be, where were the supervisors of this guy at Iowa State? Were they not looking over his shoulder? Because their reputation is getting hosed by this. And what about the National Institutes of Health? $19 million in, and they're not double-checking his results. They're not making sure it's reproducible. It reminds me about the stuff that we went through on Viking with Dr. Gilbert Levin. We're going to have him back on the show soon because there's been some new developments over the fact that his labeled-release experiment indicated indigenous microbial life on Mars. And NASA relied on the negative from the gas chromatograph mass spectrometer to say, no, we found no organic molecules. We know now that because of the high perchlorate content of the Martian soil, the GCMS would never have worked. It was a false negative. NASA still won't admit they were wrong. Scientists all around the world have looked at the data and said, yeah, it indicates microbial, indigenous microbial life on Mars. NASA, never a straight answer. And thinking about that, I was reminded of the story about Marco Polo. Now, we all know the name Marco Polo, great explorer, went out there, found China, came back to Europe. Few people know that when Marco Polo first returned from China, he was promptly thrown in prison by the Dominicans because the church leadership thought that public knowledge of a advanced civilization to the east that didn't even know about Christianity was a threat to their power and control over the people of Europe. And I've often wondered if the U.S. government had the same kind of attitude, that if they actually admitted to confirmation of life on other worlds, it might so transform our thinking that we might just put down our guns and knives and bullets that we're killing each other with and say, hey, let's go find out who else is out there. I remember just a couple of weeks after Curiosity had landed on Mars and we were being teased that they had found something that was going to rewrite all the science textbooks. And we were all lined up waiting. What'd you find? What'd you find? The next week, nothing. Story had gone away. That tells us that NASA is not releasing the information that it's actually finding. It's all going through political filters. What our masters think is okay for us to know because it won't disturb the status quo. Now remember, all that data from all the spacecraft, Viking, Voyager, Curiosity, it belongs to we the people. Our taxes paid for those missions. None of this research data coming back from Mars is important to national security or the military-industrial complex. There is no reason to withhold from the public unless somebody thinks it is such a consciousness-changing piece of information that might upset our loyal servitude to the Federal Reserve and the war machine. It's an interesting thing to think about. Down in Virginia, a farmer near Richmond has broken the all-time record for growing corn by growing 454 bushels of corn per acre. It's declared a world record by the National Corn Growers Association. Here's the kicker. It was all done organically. Remember the big sell for GMO corn? Oh, you will get more crops. And it's turned out the GMO versions of corn and soy and the rest of it are actually producing lower yields than the natural varieties. And so here we have a new world record for corn production using organic methods. We're going to take a break for some commercials here. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name is Don Wiskin. I had a massive heart attack at 42. The doctors could do nothing but send me home with disability as my future. I reversed the damage done to my heart with a natural remedy. I am now 58 and contribute my good health today to Extendovite. You have heard my messages for many years. A lot of people have taken Extendovite and improved their health issues. We are surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and chemicals that our body cannot eliminate. As we age, they can age us faster. Clean yourself out with Extendovite, available in capsule or liquid form. Get a 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. You can live a longer, healthier life just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And before we get back to the science and health news, as we head to the top of the hour and the Lady Claire joining us, I'm noticing on the corporate media, they are really hammering this story about the judge in New York who threw out an ACLU lawsuit against the NSA, simply declaring from the bench that everything the NSA is doing is perfectly legal. in light of 9/11. They're hitting 9/11, and he's going on saying, if we'd had the phone surveillance back then, we could have stopped 9/11. We did have the phone surveillance back then. It was called Echelon. It's been running since the 1980s. And all of this NSA phone surveillance didn't stop Boston. And we here at WhatReallyHappened.com have proven with our four NSA challenges that anybody with a little programming experience can create encryption methods that the NSA cannot defeat. And according to the server logs, a lot of people have tried. On New Year's Day, next Wednesday, I'm going to release the key file and clear text for the new one, along with I've already modified the code to make it even a little bit stronger and more difficult to break with a brute force. Because I'm going to just say, this is the method I'm using, and it's a method that's designed to be costly to break with a brute force attack. So we know real criminals and real terrorists can evade the NSA. By the way, I got another one of those bogus messages saying you are supposed to show up at a hearing in court, open the attachment for your court instructions, and of course the attachment is loaded with malware. NSA can't find those people. NSA can't find the crypto locker people. I got another phishing message claiming that my PayPal account was locked. Log in here and verify your identity. And I sent it off to phishing@paypal.com, and they replied, yeah, that one's going around as well. NSA can't find those people. NSA absolutely cannot find real criminals and real terrorists. We have proven that time and again. It's all about watching you. And it is all a violation of the Fourth Amendment, and I don't care what that federal judge in New York says. We know who signs his paycheck or her paycheck. We know the justice system is no longer just. It is there to rubber stamp the actions of the government. Same thing we're seeing over in Turkey now. The NSA's actions delegitimize the entire federal government, and this judge, by saying, oh yes, it's legal, 9/11 made it legal. 9/11 wasn't a law. 9/11 was an historical event. When that judge says what the NSA is doing is legal and constitutional, what the judge has actually done is delegitimize the justice system. That Constitution and that Bill of Rights belongs to you. That's why up at the very top, in big letters, it says, we the people. That's our Constitution. It doesn't belong to the government. It is not theirs to change other than by following the mechanism for amendment that is specified in the Constitution itself. So, again, going back to that United States Supreme Court decision, Marbury versus Madison, which set as a founding principle of the nation, laws repugnant to the Constitution are automatically null and void. Implicit in that decision is the right of we the people to decide for ourselves when a law or the government itself is in compliance with the Constitution or not. It's up to us. The judge's opinion is exactly that, an opinion, and one that is obviously politically biased. So I don't care what that judge says. The NSA spying is illegal. It is unconstitutional. It's immoral. It's unethical. It is the sign of a police state that is terrified that you, the American people, are waking up and realizing that you have been ruled for your entire lives. You've been looted for your entire lives with lies, fraud, and deception. Americans are the most lied to people on the face of the earth, and now they know it. And that is why the government trembles. Now, getting back to the science and health news, China has rejected another shipment from the United States. This is of dried distiller's grain. Now, this is a corn byproduct that is specifically manufactured for the production of alcohol. And China has rejected it, about 546,000 tons, almost 500,000 tons of dried distiller's grain, because it was found to contain genetically modified content. So I'm sure that that distiller's grain is on its way back to the United States, and they're going to feed it to you. And they'll insist, oh, no, this is all perfectly natural. I mean, Monsanto and the other GMO companies are already lobbying the U.S. government to declare genetically modified organisms as 100% natural. Because we didn't add anything to it. We just went in there and tinkered around with the basic code of life, and you shouldn't be upset about that one. Over in Russia, Russia's beekeepers are trying to prevent GM honey, trying to keep GMOs and chemical impurities out of the plants that the bees are feeding on, because there's a growing body of evidence that colony collapse disorder is caused by genetically modified pollen. And partly that is based on a study that was published in the journal Nature. This is going on about 12 years ago, which found that genetically modified pollen was killing the monarch butterflies. So we know genetically modified pollen is harmful to benign insect species. Now, of course, Monsanto and the rest of those people, they're trying to blame it on cell towers and fungus and mites and all the rest of it. But look at the timing. We've had cell towers for quite a long time. Was never a problem for the bees before. Colony collapse disorder started at the same time these genetically modified products were deployed into the marketplace. The timing gives it away what's going on here. Now, an interesting little story. This is coming out of Great Britain, where their wind farms, which were put up to show a commitment to alternative energy to free us from the clutches of the oil and gas companies, aren't working out. They're not penciling out. Apparently, the government is now actually paying incentives for people who own these wind farms to let them stand idle, under the theory that when the wind is blowing too hard, these very fragile windmills will break. We have the same problem here on the island of Oahu. They just built a brand new huge wind farm up by Kahuku. And when the wind goes above a certain level, the windmills have to be shut down. They feather the blades and let them stand. Does it make sense with all these government subsidies and loan guarantees for wind farms to be put up that have to be shut off when it gets really windy? Isn't that the time when you would harvest the most energy and you would design your wind turbines to do that? It's all for show. It's all to make the environmentalists happy that, oh, yes, we're doing something about alternative energy here. And now we've got another one also coming out of here in Hawaii. Now, solar is really big here in Hawaii. When I was still producing TV commercials, we did a series of commercials, very cute commercial for one of the local solar companies. And you look around, there's a lot of solar panels. The problem is they're now generating so much electricity that the Hawaii Electric Utility Company is trying to find ways to discourage further expansion. Now, the overt claim is that the excess power from the solar panels is pumped back into the electrical system. And HECO is now saying, oh, that's not safe. We have to stop doing it. We have to go back to using oil and natural gas for power generation. To heck with global warming. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with the return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And probably in response to my report about the Italian snowstorm, once again, I'm being sent this article about how there's a billion-dollar global change denial network out there, and it's uncovered. Well, if people are being paid to criticize global warming, they are years late with the checks around here. And it's basically an ad hominem attack. Now, we know where the big money is. Al Gore poured tons of money into setting up this whole global warming nonsense, expecting to reap billions of dollars selling carbon credits. And it worked. He was almost broke when he lost his last election. Now he's worth, millions and millions of dollars. All of it's scammed here. And the global warming carbon Nazis can't deal with the fact that the world has not followed their draconian predictions. They can't deal with the fact that we're pointing out, we're getting all this snow and ice, and 10 years ago you said this was all going to be a thing of the past. Oh, you're being paid to say that. No, I'm not. I'm looking out the window at the snow and the ice. They're really, really desperate to get that going. I'm going to grab a phone call here. Scott in Wisconsin. Aloha, Scott. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael. Am I coming in better today?
Now, you're breaking up pretty bad. I'm not exactly sure what's going on there, if the NSA is hacking you or what's going on. But
can you hear me now, Michael?
Little bit better.
Okay, Michael, I wanted to tell you that it's amazing about China, How many years ago did they get busted with the over here with the paint on the toys? And then how do you describe when I was listening to these people drinking this alcohol over there that has radiator coolant in it, a fake alcohol, and
okay,
all this
Scott,
fake stuff China's
Scott,
doing?
Scott, I'm going to have to let you go because you're breaking up again, but I am going to respond to your comment here. Right now, we know the United States government is trying to find ways to demonize China ahead of somehow getting into a state of war so that America's allies will stop using the yuan, like Australia, and go back to dependence on the U.S. dollar. Now, China is a manufacturing powerhouse. They will make what you ask them to make. They make some very good products, like the iPhone and the iPad. Those are made in China. Nobody's complaining about those things. China will also manufacture a cheap piece of junk if that's what the American importers ask for. Sales reps from purchasers, rather buyers from these big box stores will go over to China and say, we need a popcorn popper and it's got to come in at under $2 a unit here. So whatever you need to do to get under that price point, and the Chinese will say, all right, if that's what you want, it's going to be a piece of junk, but we'll sell it to you. Now, we know there's a lot of accusations about Chinese alcohol. I haven't seen any substantiation for that. And it's not like the United States has not had its share of scandals involving alcohol, including when the U.S. government intentionally poisoned alcohol during Prohibition, which led to many deaths. So we got to be very, very careful about China bashing. I remember when there was that huge scandal about this synthetic protein called melanin, which was showing up in Chinese pet food and Chinese produced baby foods. And everybody said, oh, that's horrible. That's terrible. It's poisonous. It's toxic. We have to ban them. And then it turned out American companies were doing exactly the same thing. So the FDA raised the limit for maximum exposure to melanin to just above what the U.S. manufacturers were using and just below what the Chinese were doing, so they could say, oh, the U.S. melanin is good and the Chinese melanin is bad. It's like how they've raised the maximum allowable exposure for radiation, something like 400%, to shut up everybody about those General Electric reactors melting down over there in Fukushima. These so-called safety limits put out by the U.S. government aren't real safety limits. They're marketing devices, and they change with political will. You cannot trust those. I'm not saying China is a perfect nation. It's got its problems. But we also understand right now the United States government is trying to find any way they can demonize China, any way they can demonize Russia, because sooner or later, this war to force the world back onto Bretton Woods is going to bring us into direct conflict with those nations. And we have to be taught that we must hate the Ruskies and we have to hate the Chinese and we should never ever see them as possibly being victims of this war to force private central banking on the globe. Because if you ever dare have any sympathetic views about the designated targets, well, then the terrorists are going to win. Getting a report here that Iran's mission to the United Nations just received a package with a threatening letter and several dead insects inside, saying that Iran will be targeted by biological warfare. Now, that is an act of terror under the USA Patriot Act. I wonder how hard the FBI and the CIA are going to work to find the source of this package. Probably about as hard as they worked finding the source of the warning that Odigo, an Israeli-owned company with an office right next to the World Trade Center, got on 9/11 just before the planes had actually left the ground, because Odigo trapped the IP of the sender of that message and gave it to the FBI, and that was the last anybody ever heard of that case. All righty, very disturbing story coming out of Santa Rosa, Florida. Apparently on Christmas Eve, that would have been Tuesday night, there was a very tragic murder where a woman was stabbed to death by her own son. And it was a particularly brutal stabbing. It's not just one knife goes in and they're dead. We're talking about multiple. It's really more than I wish to detail here on the air, but it's very ugly, and also included beating with a baseball bat. Now, looking at this story, apparently the son went back over to a friend's house where he was found, arrested, and confessed to the crime. In the body of the article, it talks about tweets this kid was putting out from last August, saying that for some reason his sleep cycle had gone completely out of whack. And if you go and you look at the literature, sleep disorders are a common side effect of prescription antidepressants. So once again, it looks like we've got another murder triggered by these dangerous medications. And I'm sure the pharmaceutical lawyers are already down there saying, don't you dare mention he was on SSRIs. Don't you dare mention any of this, like that Patrick Quanishy in Connecticut saying, well, even if the drugs made him commit the murder, that's not important for the American people to know because they'll stop taking their pills. And big pharma is a big part of our economy. We live in a nation where these companies are allowed to sell you dangerous products as long as it makes money. That's just okay. Which gets us on to the issue of ractopamine, which is a beta agonist drug that increases protein synthesis. It makes an animal's more muscular, reduces the fat content. So far, so good. Heavy use here in the United States of America. It's banned pretty much everywhere else on the planet. Because people who eat the meat that have this drug are suffering medical problems, increased heart rate, insomnia, headaches, tremors. It's been in use in the United States since 2003. Most other countries ban it. But it makes money. Well, sure, sell it, use it, who cares? Another little story coming out of CNN, and this has to do with the Carnival Cruise Lines and the problems they're having with their ships. Now, remember, there was the poop cruise. It was a huge scandal where passengers went out on the Carnival ship. It suffered a power failure. They drifted for 4 days, during which they didn't have working toilets, didn't have air conditioning, was just turned into an absolute horrific experience for these people. The passengers have sued Carnival. Carnival's court filing in defense is saying that the contract that comes with the ticket on a Carnival cruise ship makes absolutely no guarantee of a safe passage, a seaworthy vessel, adequate and wholesome food, and sanitary and safe living conditions. That's their excuse. You can't sue us because we didn't actually promise you the ship was going to be working. And it turns out the ship left port with two of its six diesel generators not working. Seems like Carnival Cruise is taking a cue from those software end-user license agreements. Yeah, we'll sell it to you. We're not going to guarantee it'll do anything. We're not going to take the blame if it wrecks your system. We're above the law. Oh, my goodness. That's, I think, is absolutely disgusting. And when Carnival Cruises has to take that position, it tells you there are reasons to doubt the safety of all the ships in their fleet. Okay. Apparently, the relocation of the U.S. airbase in Okinawa has finally gotten a green light. They're going to move it out of Okinawa because the Okinawans are not happy with it. Been a lot of conflicts between the military personnel and the local population, specifically cute young females. So that's going on. All right, we're going to take a break for some commercials. And we'll be right back.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
There's no reason to be sick this season with Supernatural Silver's incredible technology. You can give your immune system the support it needs to help fight off colds, flus, and other nasty pathogens that can ruin the holidays for you and those you love. Used internally or topically, Supernatural Silver is a great defense against sore throats, runny noses, sinus or ear infections, and a whole host of other illnesses. Supernatural Silver is extremely safe and a great way to protect yourself and the ones you love. No one knows what the future may bring, so be smart and plan ahead. Have Supernatural Silver in your emergency preparedness arsenal and give someone a gift that's meaningful, a gift that can change lives. Give the gift of good health this year. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off your entire order. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And up in Michigan, their governor, Rick Snyder, has signed bill SB0094 into law. This bill nullifies within the state of Michigan Section 1021 of the 2012 National Defense Authorization Act, which is the indefinite detention clause. This is the part of the NDAA which gives the government supposedly the authority to simply grab you and throw you in prison or a prison camp without trial, without charge, for as long as they want to do that. Now, obviously, this is also quite unconstitutional. And Michigan is saying it does not apply inside our state. So we're seeing the beginnings of a states' rights versus federal supremacy issue. Now, as long as the states are willing to stand up to the government on the NDAA, I'd like to call your attention back to the story we talked about earlier in the program and yesterday, where the 2014 National Defense Authorization Act basically erases the prior legal prohibition on the federal government using propaganda on you, the American people. It basically authorizes the government to lie to you. We've seen this weird double standard over the years where when politicians lie to you, it's considered protected by the First Amendment right to freedom of speech. Yet when we're out here telling you the truth, they're saying, oh, no, the First Amendment can't apply to that. You have to go into a free speech zone to tell the people the truth. But if you're lying, you will get huge contracts with Clear Channel Corporation. So there's very clearly a double standard there. But I think it would certainly not be unreasonable for states to start looking at bills to say that it is illegal inside our state for the government to use propaganda against our citizens. Because we all know propaganda against the citizens, that's something Hitler did. That's something Stalin did. We can't allow that in the United States of America. We used to prohibit it. Now, we know the government has been lying to you all along, but they were breaking the law while doing it. The 2014 NDAA makes it legal for the government to just tell you whatever they think is going to get you to go along with what they want. Carbon taxes, carbon credits, breeding new children to throw into battles, in those gosh darn countries who refuse private central banking, or those other countries who refuse to sell their natural resources only for the dollar. Whatever the government thinks will get you to go along with their agenda is now perfectly legal. Space aliens are coming. You have to give us all your stored food. Whatever it's going to be. Doesn't matter how nonsensical it is. It's now legal. And I think the states ought to take up the issue of saying it is illegal in our states for the federal government to use propaganda against our citizens. Because what's the federal government going to do? Stand up there and say, we have a right to lie to your people. No, that you don't. Because it's not in the Constitution. Nowhere in the Constitution is the government authorized to present disinformation, falsehoods, and hoaxes and lies to the American people. It's unconstitutional. And the 10th Amendment says you can't just assume that right. That's why they hate that Constitution so much. That's why George W. Bush was calling it a blankety-blank piece of paper, which shows how poor his education is. It's actually parchment. Meanwhile, over in France, apparently the French government, ever as subservient to Israel as the American government, is trying to ban the French comic Dieudonné Mbala Mbala, basically known by his first name, Dieudonné, because allegations his routines are anti-Semitic. They're certainly anti-Israel, but Israel's attitude is any criticism of Israel represents anti-Semitism, which is kind of like the Nazis trying to deflect criticism by saying, you're just being anti-German. You're anti-Aryan. Hitler didn't do anything wrong. You just hate the German people. And Israel keeps getting away with that. Now, turning over to Fukushima, the situation there is going from bad to worse. The IAEA is reporting that they ran 8 different tests trying to determine the temperature of the melted cores down underneath these reactors and just how far they've gone. And most of those tests came back saying the cores are getting hotter despite all of the water being poured onto them. And, of course, that water is then being stored up, and eventually they're just going to dump it in the Pacific Ocean because that plant they built that they claimed would take the radiation out of the water so the water was safe to swim in and put back in the ocean hasn't worked out. The health of the Japanese people around Fukushima is demonstrably deteriorating. Japan has actually enacted laws forbidding discussion of what happened at Fukushima. It's an ugly, ugly situation. And the real problem is Japan has now authorized the for sale, for export, fish that are caught off the coast of Fukushima, off the coast of that reactor. And that is the real danger. If you're exposed to radiation briefly, it's dangerous, but it's just over and done with. Like when you go through the TSA scanners at the airport, you're at risk only while you're in those scanners. Of course, if you've got a 40-hour-a-week job standing next to the scanner, that's another matter entirely. And apparently there are cancer clusters starting to show up in these TSA gate workers. Let's all feel bad for the TSA workers. The real danger from radiation is contamination, where you inhale or ingest a radioactive particle that then permanently stays in your body, continuing to radiate forever until eventually cancers will develop. And everyone talks about, oh, it's okay to dump the radiation in the ocean at Fukushima because it'll be diluted. It'll be spread out all over the Pacific Ocean and it will be harmless. And that's absolutely not true because a fish that is contaminated off the coast of Fukushima is just as contaminated off the coast of San Diego. And we're in a really bad situation in terms of the global food supply. It was already stretched already, but Fukushima has contaminated pretty much all of the North Pacific. Now it's getting into the South Pacific. The Deepwater Horizon disaster toxified the Gulf of Mexico. This disastrous experiment with GMO has led to the rest of the world not wanting any American agricultural exports. In short, because of extreme mismanagement by the U.S. government and Japan and General Electric, there isn't enough safe, healthy food on the planet for the human population. Probably another reason they're trying to gin up a world war. Cull the herd, thin out the useless eaters. But it's a serious, serious situation. And you would think prudence would say, let's solve some of these problems rather than simply paper them over. We should have cleaned the oil out of the Gulf of Mexico, not just sprayed it with chemicals to make it sink down to the bottom so nobody could see it any longer. But we live with a government that solves all of its problems through public relations. They can't actually solve a real problem. We'll just make it look better. Oh, there's radiation in the Pacific. Well, that's okay. We've just revised the safe limit for radiation up by 400%. So take our word for it. You're okay. Besides, as Ann Coulter said, a little radiation's good for you. Now they're trying to tell you a little mercury in your vaccines is good for you. They're going to say anything they can get away with to keep the status quo moving forward. And you cannot trust any of it. This is the government that lied to you about Saddam's nuclear weapons. Prudence demands that you look at everything coming out of the government and the corporate media with a gigantic grain of salt, knowing that they have been lying to you about so many things over the years to make a fast buck, to get elected, to push an agenda, because that's the way they think. It's all about the money, the power, the agenda. Lying to you? Well, that's just the privilege of wealth and power in this country. Selling you cheap, dangerous products. That's just the way the economy is functioning right now. They're perfectly okay with it. They don't want anything to change that one tiny bit. And that's why you see such absolute absurdities in the news about how, yeah, well, a little oil in the seafood in the Gulf of Mexico, that's okay. No, it isn't. Petroleum is a carcinogen. Fracking is good. No, it isn't. We'll be right back after Phyllis Schlafly and commercials with the lovely Lady Clay.